The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Like a dear, trustworthy friend, mindfulness immersed in the body. In many very graphic and provocative ways, the Buddha describes this mindfulness immersed in the body as a great protector, basically keeping the mind out of trouble. Fully inhabiting the experience of the body sitting. Allowing all the sensations to reveal themselves, to arise in the space of open, clear attention. Sitting is like this. Aware of the sensations of the breath and aware of the sensations of the body in and of themselves. And without getting tight, there's a sense of wholeheartedness, like this now is the most important thing. To be intimate, to be aware moment by moment of this experience of embodiment. Being present in this wholehearted, all-inclusive way of the body protects the mind from its tendency to worry and plan and compare and judge and react in so many different ways. But instead, there can be this kind and intimate and patient non-reactive presence, knowing the body, sitting, it's like this now. Just these sensations coming and going, expressing their nature lawfully. So there can be this wholehearted yes, sitting is like this now. And learning to cultivate this continuity of awareness while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is, and while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And for those of you who work with mindfulness of breathing, it's okay for the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath to be in the fore of attention, with the other sensations of the body there in the periphery. Otherwise, just let whatever sensation that's predominant in the body be in the fore, and then all the other sensations of the body there in the periphery. But in any case, while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, unafraid to be in the middle. And while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body, just as it is. remembering the mind and the body can be relaxed. This practice doesn't require that things get tight. So when we discover that there is tightness, it usually means the mind is misunderstanding what right effort is. Right effort is the effort to remember it's like this. Sitting or breathing in is like this. Breathing out is like this. And of course, when there's enough steadiness, continuity of awareness, body. Notice the very real relationship between body and mind. A sense of calm in the body leading to lightness in the mind, ease in the heart, stillness and peace. All these beautiful qualities of mind are an expression or a reflection of the stability and continuity of awareness of the body. Quite literally, the whole world is right here, breathing in. The whole world is right here, breathing out. And the only real question is, can the mind be intimate enough to gain insight, to deepen understanding? Intimate and continuous. So we'll continue for a while in silence now. mindfulness immersed in the body. Allowing for a beautiful relationship between body and mind to develop. And when it goes in the opposite direction, and there's an agitated or conflicted relationship, then make adjustments. See what can be done to set in motion this very stable, harmonious, clear relationship between the knowing mind and the experience of embodiment. Remembering that the real effort is the effort of not forgetting. Not forgetting that the mind is already sensitive to the body. for the last minute or so, noticing the mind, the knowing mind's relationship with the body, patient or impatient, clearly aware or distracted, superficial, what, if anything, is in the way of this full immersion, full opening mindfulness of the body? Aware of the body in and of itself, not in terms of our thoughts about the body,